The number of people who believe that those who are dependent on drugs only have themselves to blame has fallen by almost half in the past 25 years. Research published by Merchants Key Ireland has revealed a shift in attitudes towards drug addiction. However, it says stigma remains. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has this report.
If I was sitting in somebody's house, they know my background. And it's mad the way your mind works. And I'm sitting in the house. There's three phones on the table. Your man I go into picks the three phones up, puts them in a drawer. Straight away in my head, I'm thinking, he's thinking I'm going to rob them bleeding phones. You know? And it's just, it's little things. And they all build up then to big things.
Niall Hickey is conscious of being stigmatised.
If I went for a kitchen partner job, tomorrow, I would be laughed out of the building with my background. The minute they type my name into whatever system they have, all details comes up. Background, where I'm from, who I am, what I've done, what, you know, the whole lot. And it's like, there's no way I'd get a job.
That background has included years of addiction. After trying hash at the age of 9, Niall started taking acid and ecstasy in his teens. By 18, he was addicted to heroin.
When you get strung out on heroin, it's physical. Crack cocaine is psychological. So the physical effects of withdrawals from heroin is not nice. And it's like, you need heroin. The things you do to feed that addiction turns people against you, you know? Because when you're in that, you're not a nice person. Because you have to do things to survive.
In 2014, he was homeless. He spent time in prison where he detoxed, only to relapse again. He was on methadone, otherwise known as Foy, until one day he just had enough.
About 7 years ago, I was in my tent. I was sleeping in the tent. I was on 130 mils of Foy. I was taking probably a half eight a day and a half eight that night, every day. 140 quid I'd had to make every day, right? And that was between two of us. And I woke up one morning and your mum that was with me was having a smoke and I smelled it. And I don't know what it was, I just woke up that morning when I smelled it, my whole stomach was like, oh, that doesn't even smell nice. Like, and I started having a few lines and I was like, do you know what? I says, I'm being sick of this stuff. I says, you know, to me, mate, I was like, I can't do it anymore, like, I'm just sick of it. And it was one of them where, I think everybody gets that.
Yeah.
Where it's like a switch, where they say, I've had enough.
When Niall was at the height of his addiction, he says he wasn't aware of stigma.
I would have never looked at stigma the way I do now, only for I'd done a little course on it. But the amount of stigma I put my mother and my father and my sisters and my brothers through from being on the stuff, like, you know, people looking at them differently in the area because I was going around selling stuff and robbing cars and doing mad stuff. And at the time, I wasn't thinking that this is haunting my family.
25 years ago, Niall's addiction would have been viewed differently by the public compared to today. Dr. Rhonda Barron, who's Deputy Head of Research at Merchants Key Ireland, says challenges remain.
So one of the key stats we found was that roughly one third of people still hold the view that people with drug dependency have themselves to blame. We also found that there was large levels of avoidance. So roughly two thirds of people would tend to avoid an individual who has drug dependency. But on the positive side, we've seen sustained or increased support for harm reduction strategies, and particularly towards like a health-led approach.
Cocaine is the most common drug for which individuals are seeking treatment in Ireland, which leads the CEO of Merchants Key Ireland, Eddie Mullins, to conclude that stigma is weighted more towards a particular cohort of society.
We look at people who use our services who are, for the most part, in very difficult circumstances, maybe in homelessness, and look and present differently to your typical Saturday night cocaine user. So stigma for people who are really in the depths of drug dependency is still very prevalent. You see it on the streets every day. People are quite dismissive of people on the streets. That's my experience. There is a different view taken of middle-class drug use. I think that's pretty commonly well known. So, yeah, there is improvements in people's attitude towards people who take drugs, but we've still a long way to go, I think.
Niall now works for the peer-led outreach service, Ishka, where he's helping others in addiction.
There's peer programmes that are starting out there that are looking for people that are their experience matters. Because I think where they go wrong in all these addiction places is they bring in people that learn it out of books. The experience you have is a lot better than somebody else's experience that they've learned out of a book, you know? Because you know what that person is going through.
Niall Hickey ending that report by Alva Keneally. 8 minutes to 9.